The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus went down to Capernaum, a town of Galilee. He taught them on the Sabbath, and they were astonished at his teaching, because he spoke with authority. In the synagogue, there was a man with the spirit of an unclean demon, and he cried out in a loud voice, "What do you have to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him and said, "Be quiet, come out of him." Then the demon threw the man down in front of them and came out of him without doing any harm. They were all amazed and said to one another, "What is there about his word? For with authority and power, he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out." And news of him spread everywhere in the surrounding region. The Gospel of the Lord. The original televangelist, you know, the idea of somebody on television, now with the plethora of social media, just somebody on air just proclaiming the gospel, preaching. Well, the original one was a Catholic, Archbishop Fulton Sheen. If you remember him, he in the 1930s, he was given on NBC. Again, now it's hard to even fathom in one of the alphabet networks that will have a Catholic priest on there. He had an hour called the Catholic Hour. Millions of people would listen to his radio broadcast. So popular that eventually he would be given prime time at an 8 p.m. slot. When there's only a few channels in all of America, called Life is Worth Living. And the Archbishop would preach, and again, millions and millions of people, Catholic, Protestant, would listen to the eloquence. And without even notes, he had no script, and he would just preach. He captivated the hearts and minds of America. He even won an Emmy for it. Again, it's unimaginable today because Hollywood and media are so anti-Catholic. And the Archbishop would say, "You want to know the secret of my preaching?" He said that you can learn more in an hour in front of the Blessed Sacrament than you can studying 20 years of counseling or therapy. You can learn more in 1 hour kneeling in the pew in front of the Lord in the Blessed Sacrament than decades of study. Later on in life, he would say, when the Archbishop was an old man, he said, "You want to know the secret to my preaching, why I've been so effective?" He said, "In 50 years, I have never missed praying my holy hour." He said, "That's where everything comes from." And now look at the readings begin to make sense. Paul, he says, again, notice the spirit which he speaks about, you and I have by virtue of our baptism and confirmation. What Paul has, what Archbishop Fulton Sheen had, it's the same that we have. He says the spirit scrutinizes everything, even the depths of God. The spirit of wisdom, which the world calls foolishness and cannot understand it because we judge spiritually. He says the Christian has access to the very depths and the mysteries of the nature of God and the entire universe because we are united to him. And our minds must be transformed. Where does this wisdom come from? How can we get it? Especially with all the many different problems that you carry with in your lives, all the many different issues. We're always trying to find, you know, the whole self-help industry, billion-dollar industry. They would go broke if they simply knew and applied Catholic principles. Because the answer is right here. We just need the discipline to use it. Spend time in the before the Blessed Sacrament. Bring your hearts, your issues, your problems. Kneel before the Lord. If you can't do a holy hour, work up to it. Work up to it. In a few weeks, Archbishop Fulton Sheen will be beatified. The next step to eventually him becoming a saint.